Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Zach Gelb in for A-Law Amy Lawrence right here on CBS Sports Radio. We get you set for the NFL draft at the end of the month. And someone who will hear his name called is the former Georgia defensive back. Did win the Jim Thorpe Award this past year, which does go to the best defensive back in all of college football. And that's DeAndre Baker, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. DeAndre, it's Zach Gelb in New York City. Thank you for the time, and how are you?
I'm doing good today, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on, and we do appreciate it. When I say that you're a former Georgia football player, is that a little bit odd for you?
Yeah, it sounds odd. It feels like I just came in from high school, man.
What was that experience like? How do you recap your days at Georgia? Obviously, you guys won a lot of football games and caught a lot of attention of many people, and you put up some big plays. So how do you look back at your time at Georgia?
Oh, yeah, my time at Georgia was great, man. You know, just being in Athens, being in Georgia, coming from Miami to experience new things, man, it was fun, man. And we played in a lot of big games, played a lot of fun games, a lot of overtime games, man. It was great. My experience at Georgia was great.
Miami kid, like you said, SEC yeah. football, I get Georgia and all that, but what really stood out to you? I know you were looking at Texas as well. Why'd you go to Georgia?
I just wanted to play in the SEC. And it, you know, it was a big stage, big school, played a lot of good teams, so it was a good fit for me.
Now, I was taking a look back at your rivals page before we brought you on back in high school. And they had you as a three-star recruit. Junior year, you started to gain some attention. And then the senior year, we all know what happened this past year, winning the Jim Thorpe Award. Do you kind of – I hear the laugh, you know, in the background. You chuckle, though, when you hear three-star recruit, right?
Yes.
So, you know, that's something, though, that when that's going on and it's something you can't control, you got to be thinking, all right, people are missing out on DeAndre Baker, right?
Yes. You know, I only could control what I can control, so I never really – like got mad or paying attention to the hype and the stars and things like that. But I just knew once I got my chance and my shot, I just wanted to show like the people what I can do and prove to them that I should be one of the top players, you know.
When was the turning point for you? When was the moment in college when you started to feel, man, I'm really making a name for myself?
I always felt like once I got my opportunity, I'd be able to show everyone what I could do. But, like, once I started playing, I just felt like my teammates felt it. Everyone felt like the first game I started, I made an impact instantly. And that's when I knew, I'm like, all right, this is exactly what I thought this was happening. So let me keep it up and let's strive for greatness.
Is that patience at all difficult when you're waiting to play? Because, hey, you've been around football your entire life, and you know the way you make an impact is by playing the game.
Yes. But, you know, I just, you know, waited my opportunity. My time came, and you know, just wanted to make the best of it.
Hey, I love what Kirby Smart has done for the program. You know, he has defensive back background as well. What did he mean for your career, Coach Kirby Smart?
Oh, it was big. You know, he showed me different ways to break down film, different ways to, you know, break down opponents, and it helped my game tremendously. Like, I do the physical part. He helped me with the mental part of the game, and this is great defensive mind. Him and Coach Mel Tucker just helped me, you know, put my game on another level.
DeAndre Baker here with us, Zach Gelbin for A-Law on CBS Sports Radio. You guys played in a lot of big games at Georgia, as you know. What was your favorite moment when you take a look back at your Georgia career?
Favorite moment was playing in the Rose Bowl. Winning like two or three overtime. That was my favorite moment overall.
That was the Oklahoma game, right, against Baker?
Yeah, against Baker Mayfield. That was a great game.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. Was he the best quarterback you went up against? Would you say Baker was the best quarterback you went up against?
Yes, sir. Best quarterback so far.
And who was number two?
Number two, Drew Lock.
Okay. So not Tua?
I like Drew Lock. I say Drew Lock.
Okay. What was it that you liked so much about Drew Lock? Obviously, he's going to hear his name called in the NFL draft coming up in a few weeks, but what is it that made Drew Lock so difficult to go up against?
he can make any throw on the field, like, easily. So, that's, you know, he made a lot of good throws against us year after year. And watching him on film, it's like, he can make any throw, make the deep ball throws, sideline to side, any throw, you know, he can make it.
DeAndre Baker here with us on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of people obviously going to remember the two games against Alabama in the national championship game with what happened at halftime and then the SEC title game. How do you look back at those two games? Because both those games, at some points, people thought Georgia was going to win, and then you guys came up a little bit short, as you know.
You know, we came out strong both games, you know, just towards the end of the fourth quarter. You know, coming into the fourth quarter in both games, we're winning. And, you know, towards the end, we always end up, you know, doing something wrong, some small, maybe minor things. The minor things we do wrong, then it end up costing us the game, like, towards the end of the game. So, hopefully this year, they get back in the SEC championship, get a rematch, you know, finish the game strong.
How tough was it to get over those games? Do you ever get over those games?
I mean, you know, it's tough to get over those games. And those games like that where you play your heart out and you win it all the way towards the end, and at the end of the game, you lose it in the final minutes. And it's kind of hard, but you know, got to move on and get ready for the next one.
And for the national championship game, we know Tua came in for Jalen Hurts. In the SEC title game, it was the reverse. Tua went to the sideline after the injury, and Jalen Hurts came in. Is it just something when you look back at it, you say, man, the Alabama team, they got our number. It doesn't matter who they put on the field.
Yeah, man. We were talking about it. We talk about it amongst, like, teammates. We were like, man, it's like the same thing, just a different year. You know, they switched quarterbacks, and one of them came in hot. You know, same thing this year. So, you know, just got to be ready for everything.
And I remember at the time, even after you guys lost that game, a lot of people were advocating for you to get back into the college football playoff. Did you feel that that team last year should have been in the college football playoff?
Oh, yes, by far. I felt like we were a top four team in the nation, you know. I felt like we were easily a top four team in the nation.
DeAndre Baker here with us on CBS Sports Radio. A few more for the former Georgia cornerback. He'll hear his name called at the end of the month for the NFL draft. So you're getting ready for the draft. I know that time is coming to a close. You went through the combine, pro day, all that stuff. How do you look back and how do you evaluate how you handled yourself over the last few months in this process?
I think I handled myself pretty well. You know, had a couple of good workouts and things like that. Did a lot of interviews. I think everything went well. So now I'm just waiting on a big day.
It must be tough, right? Because there's so much access, as you know, with the cell phone, social media. Everyone has an opinion these days. How do you kind of keep yourself sane and not get too caught up in all the projections and what everyone's saying, where you're going to go in the NFL draft?
You know, I don't really pay attention to those. I only can control what I can control. So I don't really like to look at mock drafts or anything like that or what people think. So I just like to wait on a big day when I know it's about to happen.
Well, sell me on yourself. Well, let's say I'm an NFL GM. I'm sitting down with DeAndre Baker right now on CBS Sports Radio, and I go, DeAndre, I have a pick in the first round. I'm thinking of taking a defensive back. Why should I take DeAndre Baker? What type of football player am I getting? What type of guy am I getting?
Getting a guy that's accountable, going to come work hard, great in the locker room, who's confident, going to compete every day. You always could count on me every day. Everything you need, you could count on me.
What's the biggest criticism you received in the feedback of this process? What have people said on the critical side?
Critical side, it would probably be more about my size. More people like, you know, taller, longer corners. But, you know, I'm a decent height, decent weight. But that's the biggest criticism.
I asked you who the best quarterback that you faced. You said Baker and then Drew Locke in college. Who was the best wide receiver that you went up against?
Calvin Ridley.
Gotcha. From Alabama, of course, now with the Atlanta Falcons. Who was the corner that you grew up really enjoying? Who was some of the corners? Give me some of the guys that you studied growing up as a kid.
Well, I didn't really watch corners growing up, but right now I like Xavier Rhodes and Patrick Peterson and Jalen Ramsey. Those three, I watch those three a lot.
And when you kind of watch them, do you say, hey, I'm better than them?
No, I just feel like, all right, these guys are good. I want to be better than them. I haven't played it down yet, so I can't really say that yet. But
Who are some of the players you've talked to in this process to try to get you ready for the draft? Who's been some of the guys that have been influential to you?
Just like my teammates, Roquan Smith, Nick Chubb, those type of guys, just telling me things that possibly helped me in the process.
And how the conversation's been with teams? You know, obviously a lot of teams are giving you calls. How have those conversations been? Have you had a team or two that you think have been a little bit more interested than the others?
I feel like every team I talk to is pretty interested. It just depends on which one picked me first. But all of them went well overall. I'm just waiting on the one to give me a shot.
Any wacky questions? We always hear every year there's like some type of wacky questions at the combine. Any bizarre questions coming your way?
No, unfortunately, that's a good thing I ain't getting no crazy questions.
Right? I remember some years, I was talking to Hassan Reddick a few years ago, who went to Temple, and he went in the top 15 of the draft to the Cardinals, and he said, one of the GMs challenged me to a staring contest. So no staring contest so far in the evaluation process?
No staring contest.
Well, hey, enjoy it. I know it's going to be a fun night for you and your family and one that you've been looking forward to for a long time. Congratulations. Best of luck, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, DeAndre.
All right, thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.